Emily Elizabeth, and I'm the host of the What Fulfills You podcast, a show for and about individuals always seeking to be their best selves. On this show, we talk all about building the mindset, finding the right careers, creating meaningful relationships, and so much more. Welcome to the What Fulfills You podcast. Hello, hello, friends. Happy Friday. Welcome back to the What Fulfills You podcast. For today's bonus episode, I'm going to be diving into a topic that I often get asked about a lot. And this is around maintaining self-discipline and drive, even while your friends aren't, or perhaps you simply don't have a community of people that are also currently going in that direction, and you feel like it's a lonely path, but you also feel that internal desire to have this discipline and to kind of really get going with your life in some way. And so I wanted to dive into this short episode to share, number one, how I personally do it, and number two, some thoughts and tips that I have that could possibly help you in maintaining that self-discipline in the process, and also finding people along the way as I have over the past few years. So something I've been very consistent with over the years in being able to more or less get to where I am today is writing down goals, however, keeping them actually very short term. And I saw this become very impactful when I was trying to leave my corporate job, or when I did rather. And the reason why it was so effective is because I created such a short window of time to complete the goal. It was around like April 1st, April 2nd of 2021. And I created a goal to leave my corporate job by April 30th. I wrote this on my calendar. It was in my Google Calendar. I had shared this with a few different friends. I had told people that I'm leaving the job at this date. Obviously, no one at the, you know, what do you call it? No one at my company at the time, but I told outside entrepreneur friends. And I also actually had two friends of mine, also entrepreneurs, who made actual bets with me in a positive way. They said, okay, if you don't do it by this date, you owe me $500. And this was intended to really push me out of my comfort zone and to really complete the thing that I said I'm going to do. Obviously, the biggest obstacle in the way is just having the means to leave the job financially. And at that time, I only had one client, and for my marketing agency. So this is what I was switching to fully rely and, you know, be able to sustain myself. And I just needed another client to actually match what I was making in my salary. And so that kind of really put things on the gas. I went hunting and ended up finding another client in less than 2 weeks. I actually believe I found and landed that client within 2 weeks of making the decision that I would leave by April 30th. And what happened was I ended up having the leeway to leave sooner. I believe I left my job around like April 21st instead, or like April 30th instead of April 30th. So going back to kind of how I apply that today, I actually recently did this with my partner where we wrote down our focus for Q2, and we wrote down three specific goals that we are working towards for the next 90 days. And for each goal, we also have specific actions, and we don't have a specific amount of bullet notes for the actions, but there are a handful of bullet notes of actions that we can take and or will take rather in order to get towards completion of the goals. And something I've been doing since then, and it kind of rang a bell to me that I've done this in the past too, is that I often am checking in daily, looking at the actions, not necessarily the goals on a daily basis, but for me personally, I'm looking at the actions because it really lights a fire under me to, you didn't do that one today, or you didn't do this today, right? Whereas sometimes if I just stare at the goals or see the goals and I don't have any action or initiative to do in order to get there, I might not do anything, you know? So I actually stare at the actions instead. And then, of course, you know, I'm like, oh, fuck, okay, I could do that today. I can send that email today. Or, oh, I haven't done that in the past 2 days, you know? And it is more of a reminder of the things you can do. It's almost like a Sims character. If any of you guys played Sims back in the day, if you don't have any actions for the Sims character to do, they will literally just stand and do nothing until at some point they go and do something on their own that makes zero sense, right? So that's my daily check-in, looking at the actions. So when you're writing your goals, make sure you also write actions that you will take that actually progress that goal. And then, of course, at the end of the week, I like to check in with my progress. So if you listened to a recent episode, I talked a little bit about certain things I'm taking initiative on in my life in order to accomplish or get towards a goal that, or just an intention, whatever that is, to get towards that. And so I like to do a weekly check-in just to see, okay, have I, maybe an example would be like on the content creation stuff that I've been talking about, have I landed any new brand partners or brand deals this week, right? Okay, maybe the answer is yes. All right, how did that come about? How many did you reach out to? How many got back to you? Vice versa, if the answer is no, okay, well, how many did you reach out to? How many got back to you? That's, I would say, just like a quick gist on that. And similarly, I think this might be something you guys might hesitate on, but if you know yourself and you know that you probably need an extra kick of accountability, if you can find a close friend or someone that is truly reliable and has the guts to do this, to force you to put money on the table to add pressure, please do it. Definitely do it. I'm so glad that I did this in the process of trying to leave my corporate job, because it really lit a fire. I mean, I didn't want to be out $500, you know? So I was talking to a listener, you know who you are, and she was sharing with me that she has one friend in her life that basically is able to go deep with her and like have like deep conversations, and is primarily the only friend that also meets her there, I think, I guess, energetically and mentally and intellectually, whatever. And so that kind of came to mind when I'm thinking about this. It's like, oh, maybe a close friend like that, who is also working on something for themselves, or maybe you guys could both mutually say, hey, you know, what is your goal for Q2? Or what is like one or two things that you're working on, right? And holding each other accountable every week. That's something that I think would be really useful for people who struggle with actually staying on track. And this is something I had to practice as well as a former athlete when it came to goals and things I wanted to execute in preparing for a competition or preparing for the next season or kind of just, yeah, getting better as a whole, right? I had to be accountable. I had to be disciplined. I had to write down what those things are. I always had a notebook with me on the ice, and my coaches would write in it. I would write in it. And it just really helps you compartmentalize what you're actually working towards. Just think of the Sims character, right? If you're ever a little lost, just remind yourself you're being that Sims character that has nothing to do and doesn't even know what the fuck they're trying to do. Second part of this, I want to dive into finding friends or a community of people, whether online or in person, to connect with that can help you stay more disciplined. Because of course, I do think this is an individual process. I do believe that you have to learn to find that from within. It's a big component. You must have it from within. But I do see the impact of being surrounded by people that also already have that. And I personally love being around people that are doing better than me. I've seen this night and day in skating and tennis. I remember when I trained at the facility in Delaware where all the Team USA skaters are, so they compete internationally. And then there's my little ass who's not as good as them. It made me so much more focused. I felt like, you know, clearly not as good, but it felt really good in that position. And it pushed me to want to be better, but it also pushed me to ask myself the question every time I stepped on ice, what are you doing here, right? Because if you're not going to put in 150% effort like this girl is, right, then you might as well just go home and you might as well maybe consider quitting, right? Because it's an expensive sport. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of time, and you have to want it, you know? And I think when you are surrounded by people that actually have that energy, it kind of kicks you up too. You're like, oh shit, you know, I probably should get my shit together, or I should probably, like, you know, I have to like keep up. It's like the same thing with running. If you're in a running group and people are at a little bit of a faster pace, right, it pushes you a little bit more, because if you're always the fastest one, what fun is that, you know? Because then you're never going to get better. And so I think that's, for me, I've noticed I've done that a lot in my entrepreneurial journey. I've always been surrounded by fellow entrepreneurs that are doing better than me, both women and men. And when I say better, I'm talking on all aspects. Not only have they been a couple years in more than I have, but they are making more. They are actually performing better in the sense of like the systems they have to make the business or whatever it is more seamless is actually more concrete. And so I've learned a lot in having conversations with these different entrepreneurs. And I remember the biggest wake-up call was when I moved to Los Angeles, or it was right before. I remember I had the pleasure of having or getting invited to an entrepreneur's brunch hosted by a very good friend of mine who actually was also on the podcast again for the second time recently. His name is Ronnie, and I remember at the time I had just met him, and he had invited me to this entrepreneur's brunch, and there was like I think a total of 8 of us or 10 of us, and everyone had very different businesses. And it was really cool to kind of see the difference in what I felt coming back from that brunch. I was like, oh wow, like these people are, yeah, like they've got some really cool ideas, and these people are doing the damn thing, you know? And it reminds you, at least I'll speak in my personal experience, it reminded me that number one, it's not impossible. There are other people your age or 1 or 2 years older, they're doing it, number one. And number two, it's the reality that it's not as hard as you think it might be. In the sense that I think when you are on the lone wolf path for a long time and you're only going through the motions by yourself, it can kind of feel like, oh, like almost draining a little bit, because it feels like you're the only one putting in this much work. And if you see other people kind of, you know, reading similar books and taking similar actions in their life, it's like a wake-up call of, oh, okay, there are people that have this normalized in their life. And I think this is really common. You know, high performers are often hanging out with other high performers. And where I've found them personally, I've found them, you know, especially with women, I've always been yearning to find other like-minded women who are just kind of all like well-rounded, to be honest. I love girls that know how to have fun and like to just enjoy and not too much of a stickler, right? But girls that can be like, hey, let's go on a morning walk at 6 a.m. or 6:30, because that holds me accountable. That's also a way to like connect and catch up. It kills many birds with one stone, if you want to put it that way. And it makes me think of a good friend of mine, Sav, Savannah Wright. If any of you guys follow her, she's a fitness influencer, creator, YouTuber, and she's been on the podcast before, but she once lived in New York for a summer. And we would do early morning walks together, and she'd bring her dog. It was just so fun. And she is an entrepreneur with her husband. They live in Puerto Rico. But I just remember the energy I felt from being around her was night and day different than being around some other people that maybe I used to hang out with, or I kind of have less hangout time with. And just the reality is that the people that are more aligned with you and the future that you're going in, they will naturally click with you more. And I think the best part about hanging around a girl like Sav is that not only is she also an entrepreneur and a bit ahead of me and all of that good stuff, but she's also just someone that has and shares very similar values to me. And so it's been really awesome to like connect with her and her husband. And we actually met through this podcast. I had her on virtually in 2020. And it was at a time she was living in Miami. And we connected in person, I think, a year and a half later, where she came on my podcast in person. And then she ended up living in New York for a short period. And so we just got so much closer through that process. But it's really awesome to have people that share not only one area of interest with you, but also multiple, right? And so once again, her and I, we love fitness. We love staying active. And to no surprise, like, we do workouts together, you know, and we don't necessarily like go out and drink together, but rather we like go on early morning walks and get like green juices after. And I think it's a really awesome feeling when you can meet people who are on the same track. But another person that came to mind, she's a really close friend of mine now. She lives in New York, in the same city. But she actually found me years ago back in LA. She found me through the page, I believe it was Book Thinkers. And this is something I would also recommend too, if you are open to finding people online that might turn into an in-person friend. She found me through this page. And if I remember the story correctly, she said that she went through the followers of this page and I think just was targeting like one name. And I think she decided to choose Emily that day or something. And so she went through and she found me, and I happened to live in LA as she did as well. And so she reached out and she asked if I would be interested in getting coffee. And of course, just like checked out her profile. I was like, oh, like she seems like a cool girl. We're the same age. And I'm also fascinated when I meet a girl that's also interested in reading like very similar books, you know? And so it's really cool because years later, right, almost 3 years later, actually, we're both in New York and we've experienced LA together. I remember we used to go hiking at Runyon Canyon, all these different really great experiences. And all that to say, she took the initiative to reach out to me. And I've always shared this on the podcast, but I like to give credit where it's due. I think it's awesome when people reach out. And if I feel like it's an actual aligned fit, if you're reaching out to me because we both live in New York or something, or I'm passing through Miami and like you're based in Miami, I always like to give people time if I feel like it's an actual aligned fit. So something to keep in mind if you're ever scared to reach out to people or like go up to someone at a workout class. Trust me, it's actually very effective. It's often where you'll find more like-minded people or more people that have the similar priorities as you. I know Caitlin Spears, she's a holistic wellness influencer and creator as well, and health coach. She was on the podcast recently, and she shared in our conversation that her best friend, she actually met at a 7 a.m. Pilates class in Miami. And I think, I forget how it went. I think it was either she had gone up to that girl and complimented her fit or vice versa. And I think it was actually Caitlin that had came up to her. And what happened was that girl, I think, had a birthday party that evening or dinner and invited Caitlin to that. And then since then, Caitlin and her have been best friends. And I think it's just a constant theme of just take initiative, go for it, reach out to people, especially if you feel like there's strong alignment. And I know for myself, I certainly look for other people who are also prioritizing health, who are also interested in sports, especially tennis, because I'm a frequent player. People who just love to take care of themselves, people who have strong values, in all honesty, because I think there's also a lot of swinging in pop culture and everything, primarily here in the US, I can at least speak on. But I think as you get older in your 20s, it's easier for you to kind of like sway a little bit if you haven't been concise with who you are and what you want out of your life, and kind of like more or less not only the vision you're working towards, but also the goals and the actions that you have under that vision umbrella that help you get there. And so to just wrap up this bonus episode, it's important to be able to have that self-discipline from within and to really understand what gets you going, what lights you up. You know, I know for myself, experiencing really low points in my life at a very young age when I was 20 by myself in California, I know what that feels like. And I think that I had the opportunity to really dive deep and pull myself out of there. And since then, just have kept myself above that area, that zone, if you will. But figuring that out will really help you learn how to keep that discipline. And then along the way, I think it's a very important aspect, is finding people that fit into those priorities as well. And this goes for girlfriends, guy friends, and even romantic partner, because you can try as much as you want to fit people into your life that have different visions and different goals and different values, but at the end of the day, there will be long-term friction. You'll see that. You'll see a cognitive dissonance, you know, of what you want for yourself and what you're trying to do for yourself compared to what they're doing. That might be like, maybe over the years you've taken a step back from drinking or smoking or other things that you used to indulge in, and certain friends of yours are still doing that daily or weekly, right? There will probably be this realization of, oh, you know, I probably can only hang out with this person or these people in this environment, and I need to add more people into my life that are also prioritizing A, B, and C. So definitely take today, this weekend, or whenever you're listening to this, take some time to consider what all of this looks like for you. And especially since we're kind of still at the beginning of Q2, if you're listening to this early on, then you can perhaps also figure out what you're focused on for the next 90 days, what those 1, 2, 3 goals are, and the very specific actions you will take to progress towards completing the goals. I hope this short bonus Friday episode was helpful for you and gave you some food for thought on self-discipline and having a drive towards creating a life that fulfills you. And as always, my DMs are open. I really do enjoy the feedback from you listeners. And if you share this with a friend, it's always appreciated. I certainly know that these are the topics I wish I heard more of from women when I was a early 20-some-year-old getting out of college. I quite honestly heard this a lot from men. And while I love and respect them and think and have learned a lot from them, I certainly know that I felt a little empty not being able to have these kind of conversations with like-minded girls and women. So DMs are open, and always love connecting the What Fulfills You community with one another, and something I hope to be able to do this quarter. Thanks again for tuning in. I will chat with you all in the next episode.